what you said on paper. How long will it take?
She could be so deep.
Nai pusha inalelo. Gana lufenya kwena kuti manjale lako. Mweso inekwete. Bantu akale mwani nifita fealiko. Elwa bantu taba kwito mweso. Abantu taba kwito mchishi. Tule ipaya nage finama. Tule ikala finga balwani. Gomtene ulikwisa. Uwina Kristu vaya kwisa.
Violence never brings permanent peace. It solves no social problem. It merely creates new and more complicated ones. Whatever mistakes we have made enable democracy to take hold. We have borne this burden not because we seek to impose our will. We have done so out of enlightened self-interest. Because we seek a better future for our children and grandchildren, and we believe that their lives will be better if others can live in freedom and prosperity. But war itself is never glorious. And we must never trumpet it as such.
We in Zambia are peaceful people, peace loving.
What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we seek? Not the peace of the grave or the security of the slave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope and build a better life for their children. Peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time.
Fellow citizens, let us pray. O God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, God of those that fear your name, we beseech thee this morning. Glory be to your holy name. You are our refuge and our fortress, the God in him and whom we trust. We seek peace, dear God. Yes, the peace that cometh from you, not the peace of the world, but the peace that passeth all understanding. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, our Lord, I rededicate this nation as a Christian nation. I know we are at war against the devil, but the devil can never win. The devil was defeated on Calvary. Calvary brought us peace. That is the peace we shall enjoy in this nation. Father, we thank you. nation. And I ask you that you brought me up here at such a time as this, when other men were better, they could have been here. But you brought me, Lord, in order to proclaim your name as our God. Father, I thank you. I thank you. Father, Father, I want to promise before your people that we shall never surrender to injustice, even in these dark moments of our nation, Lord. I ask this nation to join me to proclaim Lord Jesus as our Lord, to proclaim you, God, as the ruler of this nation. We shall overcome. We shall overcome in the name of Jesus. Amen.